U.S. airline passenger traffic is down 95% because of the coronavirus. And this week, Congress extended the industry a lifeline, a $25 billion bailout to help the companies keep flight attendants, pilots, and other employees paid. Let's bring in here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, the airline bailout is part of that $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package. What are the details?
The details are somewhat worse, Jeremy, than what airlines originally thought. What Congress approved was $25 billion in grants and then another $25 billion in loans. But the Treasury Department had all kinds of scope to sort of negotiate the details. And even that part that's considered a grant, what the airlines are getting in the end, really about 70% of it is money that they won't have to pay back. 30% of it is what you might call a loan. And there are all kinds of strings attached related to keeping people employed. That's a big thing here. Through September 30th, any airline that takes this money can't involuntarily furlough any workers, and also share buybacks and some of those controversial things that airlines have done in recent years. They're not going to be able to do that too. It limits on executive compensation, that kind of thing.
Still, there are some, and I've heard people asking this question, why are the airlines getting this bailout? And for example, the restaurants aren't getting a bailout like that. They both have had to lay off or keep people on the payroll while they're not making any money during this crisis.
Yeah, and this crisis is different from previous ones, right? Like, let's say 9/11, where, sure, everybody was maybe impacted to some degree, but people were still going out to restaurants. In this case, very widespread pain. Yeah, the argument basically airlines are too big to fail. I mean, that's the argument you have to buy to be in favor of this, that they sit on top of these important supply chains. And if there's no, Delta, United, American, then there's no Boeing. And then there's no, everybody from the SkyCap at the airport to the airport Chick-fil-A and all the rest of it. That's the argument. What's interesting, though, is that here they're being given all this money, but then the money basically has to be used to pay their workers to, in many cases, not really be productive because they're flying so much less. So, it's an interesting debate how much broader economic benefit there really is from this bailout.
There is some new reporting that shows the airlines may have actually made the outbreak worse. What do we know about that?
Yeah, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution actually ran a story talking about how, look, we now know that the first cases came to the U.S. in late January, and airlines into March were saying, hey, it's safe to fly. The airline lobby, Airlines for America, was saying it's safe to fly. Now, they were relying on other information. They were citing World Health Organization statements and so forth at that time, not yet urging travel bans. And it's nothing particular to airplanes, but we know how this virus gets around the world, and it's just that airplanes are the way that happens. And so being criticized here, what's interesting is that airlines are kind of incentivized to keep flying, partly because of the CARES Act, right? CARES Act requires them to keep people employed and requires them to keep serving roughly all the cities that they're serving, even if they can reduce the levels of flying.
Just a few seconds here, Seth, because I've got to catch a flight. No, I don't have a catch a flight. But when do you think flying will resume in a normal way again?
Well, resume and normal, probably two different things. At some point here, it'll become safe again to travel. You'll have some people getting back in the air, but it could be years before we're back to the old levels. And we're going to see people with masks on airplanes, that kind of thing for a while.
Seth Kaplan here now, transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.